Hello and welcome everyone to Stepping into Sovereignty, Activating the Fierce Love of the Sacred Feminine, where wisdom keepers from all over the globe are summoning up the courage to take decisive and loving action to create the future we desire. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute, and we are here today with my dear friend, Veronica Anderson. Welcome, Veronica. So happy you could be here with us today.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you so much. And thank you to our viewers for joining us for this beautiful event.
Right. It's so exciting. And it's exciting to have Veronica. She is a visionary architect and ensoulment coach, birthing a new way of being in love with the earth. She teaches about healing architecture, mindfulness, and permaculture as tools we can use to build a better world, offering lessons from her own healing journey and her work as an alchemical priestess. She's distilled more than a decade of spiritual training from Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh and other keepers of ancient wisdom into modern practice for conscious evolution she calls the ensoulment process. Veronica is passionate about working to help individuals transform the world around them while transmuting humanity's core wounds in the process. And I remember when we spoke last time, Veronica, it was so enlightening and yummy to hear how we could use all of those pieces to help ourselves. So I'm just excited to get to talk about it again.
Yes, thank you so much for inviting me back, Kathy. It was a great conversation last time, and I know that this one will be just as yummy.
So, and today we're going to dive into exactly what you do, which is the ensoulment process you call emotional alchemy for healing, for your healing journey. So let's just begin at the beginning, and let's talk about sovereignty first. What does sovereignty mean to you?
It's such a potent word. And for me, it really refers to safety. And that is in a personal context as well as a cultural context. Mm-hmm. So when I say safety, a lot of times we think about, you know, security in an external sense. We spend a lot of energy as humans just by the nature of our biology. Mm-hmm. Looking for safety outside of ourselves, but it's really within. Mm-hmm. And so this presence that we develop, this unshakable equanimity that comes from embodiment, mm-hmm. For me is really what sovereignty is all about. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot to do with power, of course. And that is what we experience through our senses. Mm-hmm. So when we're using our senses to as sensitive individuals, we're connecting with energy, and that gives us access to power. Mm-hmm. And so we have sovereignty because we have choice. Mm-hmm. And when we're able to recognize the power of our choice and really ground into our sense of truth, mm-hmm. what's true for us, and allowing ourselves to feel through our bodies. And I'm not just talking about the somatic body, of course.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. Also talking about the emotional body, mm-hmm. and the spiritual body and the mental body, as mm-hmm. well as the somatic body. Mm-hmm. So all of this goes into sovereignty in my understanding of it, mm-hmm. at a personal level. And then that ripples out to a societal level, because of course, sovereignty, sovereign nation, there's a cultural context as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, wow, that's a lot of layers. Mm. It, to me, it would sound like a lot of different things to work on to be sovereign of. Why do you think this work of becoming sovereign is so important?
Yeah. Well, our cultural context is shifting right now, and that creates so much instability and uncertainty, and we can really get thrown off base, mm-hmm. if we're not grounded in our internal sense of safety and truth, mm-hmm. and presence. Mm-hmm. And so this work of stepping into sovereignty is really what each one of us can do as individuals to reclaim our power, to participate in the transformation, the of civilization, the evolution of humanity that we're witnessing right now. Mm-hmm. And so we can work with our own unique nervous system as a part of the human nervous system, this morphogenetic field of resonance that all of us exist within. And at this time, we're noticing the scarcity and manipulation that we have really existed with and alongside of within this old paradigm. Mm-hmm. So as we're noticing that, wow, there's a lot of oppression happening in the world, and we're seeing this incredible new civil rights movement that's happening not just in the United States, but rippling outwards around the world, then we're becoming awake to these polarities and power struggles that are happening. And we're starting to think, you know, maybe we could do something different. Maybe we could be something else as a human race together. And that's where unity consciousness comes from. And that's what we know characterizes the new earth. And we talked about that last time. So if folks want to view our conversation, they can come over to my YouTube channel and tune into that conversation as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, wow. Can you speak into, and I know you're going to talk about the ensoulment process here in just a minute, but can you speak into, because as you're speaking, what is really, loud for me right now is that part of our overwhelm is we look out there and we see all the things and, we kind of freak out and we want to help and we want to do what we can do to shift everything. But just like always, we think that our locus of control is out there and that we have to do something out there. And what I'm hearing you say is that really all we have to do is do our inner work. Mm-hmm. Can you speak into a little bit about, you know, I think a lot of times people get hung up on, well, I'm working on myself, but that's not affecting anything out there. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about how working on ourselves literally does affect me out there?
Absolutely. From a very literal sense, we look to quantum physics to tell us, you know, if our listeners want to tune into the science of the double split experiment, where the observation of the viewer, the scientist watching the electrons, actually affects their behavior. Mm-hmm. So what that tells us is our observation of energy has impact on the energy itself. Right. And so we, doing our inner work, are observing energy within ourselves, transforming, transmuting, we're healing trauma, we're creating deeper alignment with levels of truth that we want to manifest in the world. And that work internally literally ripples outwards. And you can experience this as resonance. You know, like maybe you're having a really bad day and you go to the grocery store and you're just like rude to everybody and you see others affected by that, right? But what if you go to a retreat and then you come home and you're just glowing and everybody is so happy when they're talking to you, right? This is our emotional resonance. This is what the emotional alchemy process is really about, is being the change. And so we get overwhelmed by all of the stuff happening in the world. Well, first, tune out. It's safe to tune out.
Right.
Turn off the news, put down the phone, and connect with your body. Because that's what's real. What's real is here and now in this present moment. And when we're disconnected from the present moment, our minds go woof right out into the future, or we're worrying about the past and we're just ruminating and we're all up in this head space, this mental space, and we aren't present. And the present moment is the only moment that's real. This is the only place reality can be found. And so naturally we would feel unstable and insecure. And so safety is really about coming into the present moment, and we can do that with our breath. So mindful breathing is what I would offer to these folks that you're, that we're speaking to, who are just, I cannot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One breath, start with one, just all the way in and all the way out. And notice what that feels like. There will be a shift. And that shift is exponentially growing the more time we can take to spend with ourselves.
Wow. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So talk about the ensoulment process. What does it have to do with all of this?
Yeah, well, that's true sovereignty. You know, when we can look at the world around us and say, yeah, that is a crazy situation out there. Yes. Yep. Everything is uncertain. I don't know what the future is going to hold. I can't plan for the next month even because I just don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. So reclaiming our equanimity, our ability to be fully present in this moment, is true sovereignty. It says what's happening outside of me does not define what's happening inside of me. In fact, what's happening inside of me defines what happens outside of me. Mm-hmm. And we come into an experience of that when we're able to still the mind. So mm-hmm. that's the first important part of the ensoulment process, is we mm-hmm. take responsibility for our minds mm-hmm. and we meditate and we practice surrendering to the present moment. And this is often scary, but that's a good sign because we're doing something different. We're pushing our mind out of the driver's seat and we're mm-hmm. stepping in, we're letting our soul take control. And so we do that by opening the heart, mindfully embodying our heart space. Mm-hmm. And as we do that, we're healing the world. And so that's really what the ensoulment process is about, is stepping into relationship with our soul so that we're not being overwhelmed by all of the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations. And as we do that, we come into balance between our human parts and our divine parts. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the sacred union is about, that hieros gamos, that mm-hmm. is really what the process of alchemy in an ancient sense is about. Mm-hmm. And so we're allowing mm-hmm. ourselves to be human. We're accepting our responsibility as emanations of the divine to mm-hmm. really maintain an alignment between source, soul, and self. And we have to go through shadow work in order to do that. So that's a really big part of the ensoulment process. And mm-hmm. also, that's what we're doing at a human level as a collective right now, is we're looking at all of the difficult, shadowy, nasty, really, truly horrific aspects of our society, which is our collective body. Mm-hmm. And we're learning how to take better care of each other. We're remembering how to be part of a society. We're talking about, what is it to be a citizen? And this is all connected to the warrior's path of love, mm-hmm. where we learn to make friends with ourselves, to become truly kind to ourselves, mm-hmm. so that we can be compassionate members of our society mm-hmm. and show up with equanimity and total joy in a really authentic sense. So that's really the goal of the ensoulment process, is to mm-hmm. empower those that are here on a mission to build this new earth, to create a new paradigm. And I've distilled all of these different tenets of ancient alchemy into a really accessible process that I'm excited to share about.
Wow, I would love to hear. So can you give us a little like sneak peek of what are some of the steps that you would take us through if we were to engage with you?
Okay. Yeah. Well, it starts with connecting with one's intention. You know, mm-hmm. what's going on in your life, I would ask. You know, what is it that you want to heal, or what are your goals for becoming sovereign? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's about a sense of self or creating better relationships or having a better professional life. Mm-hmm. And so we would hone in on that mm-hmm. and find out what the obstacles are. So most of the time it's the mind, it's mm-hmm. this anxiety, or it's the emotions that get caught by the mind where mm-hmm. I'm feeling depressed, or maybe it's the body, maybe there's chronic pain. And mm-hmm. so we work with all of these things within a spiritual context. And mm-hmm. so depending on how ready someone is, we would do inner child work, and we would talk about those really vulnerable, shadowy parts of ourselves mm-hmm. that we don't want to look at. Mm-hmm. And that always frees up creative energy. Mm-hmm. So we would be practicing communicating mindfully. We would be doing meditation practices together. Mm-hmm. And all of that within an alchemical container. So literally just stepping in mm-hmm. has this quantum impact mm-hmm. on one's business, one's personal relationships, mm-hmm. one's just emotional state in general.
Right. Wow. So who would this kind of work be for? Who could benefit from doing this kind of work?
Really, everyone can benefit from this, mm-hmm. But it's not for everyone. Not everybody is ready to play a larger game. There isn't always this willingness to just go into the rabbit hole and mm-hmm. blow up the really the things that we've been trying to hide from for our mm-hmm. whole lives. Mm-hmm. And so this external safety thing where we're just relying on a job or we're relying on a partner, relying on something outside of us to give us a sense of safety, mm-hmm. We have to be willing to step away from that because that's what happens when we confront our true selves. Mm-hmm. And that's what the ensoulment process does, is it takes us directly to the soul and says, mm-hmm. what am I really here to do? Who am I here to serve? Mm-hmm. And how am I here to empower others and inspire others? Mm-hmm. And our soul has all the answers for that. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that we get to. We build a relationship with the higher self, with the soul, mm-hmm. Through this alchemical process. And so this mm-hmm. is really for people that are interested in alchemy, want to tune into their authentic power, people that are harmonizing polarities. They may see it like in their house where they're the harmonizer, they're the peacemaker. Mm-hmm. And that becomes an amazing strength that gets empowered by a deep presence, which we work on building together. Mm-hmm. And it's also for sensitive, creative visionaries. So I'm an artist. Mm-hmm. I practice architecture and all different kinds of art, dance, visual arts. And so I know what it's like to be really sensitive and visionary, where the things that you want to create haven't been spoken to yet. And that's mm-hmm. what the soul is really about. And so we connect to emotional freedom and belonging through this work. And it's also for entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. Empathic leaders. They could be men or women or gender fluid people. And we spend so much time hiding from our greatness, even though we know we can do it. And it really helps to have a container, a mirror, mm-hmm. A sacred reflector. Mm-hmm. And that is it helps us to step into our greatness and really live who we're meant to be. And of course, this is for people that are self-healing, mm-hmm. that are unpacking their trauma mindfully mm-hmm. and intentionally. Mm-hmm. And what we get to do together is unlock this incredible courage that, mm-hmm. you know, it's bubbling up. But when somebody's there to really show you what's possible, because I've been through my own trauma journey that is mm-hmm. quite extensive. Mm-hmm. And the what happens is we learn to accept ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people are working towards on their healing journey. And this medicine is really supportive of that.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. Would you be willing to lead our listeners in just a little mini guided meditation, maybe, so that they could get a taste?
Sure.
Of how it feels? I think that would be yummy for them.
Okay. So just want to invite you to connect with your body and let your posture be erect but not rigid, making sure that the spine is straight and the feet are either planted, the crown is tall. Just settle into the body for a moment. Becoming aware that the mind is thinking. You might have lots of different things to do. You might be doing a lot of things while you're listening to this. But just for a moment, what would it be like if you could create space to connect with yourself? And if it feels right, you can close your eyes and tune into your breath just for a moment. Noticing that we're breathing isn't something we create time for most often. Most often we're focused on things outside of us, but what would it feel like right now to turn the awareness inwards and stay there? If you feel your attention drawn to things that you have to do in the future or what you've been engaged in already today, just notice the mind wanting to pull you away from this present moment. You can use the breath as an anchor, breathing in. I lend my awareness to my in-breath. Breathing out, I lend my awareness to my out-breath. And keep doing that. You might like to sigh, create some sound. When we breathe, we're sending the message to our nervous system that we're safe. We consciously slow the breathing. The nerves that are a part of our central nervous system receive messages that it's okay to slow down. The more we build our ability to slow down, the more we increase our capacity to be present for what is. And another anchor for the present moment is sound. So if you'd rather just turn your attention to the sounds that are infiltrating your awareness, you can do that. Just noticing what sounds are arriving through your ears, vibrating off of your eardrums, resonating electric currents through your brain, creating meaning. Just noticing with curiosity what's available in this present moment. And now, if you're still with us, take your attention back inside the body. See if you can find a subtle vibration. You can sense down into your feet. Notice, what does it feel like inside your feet? Or if it's more comfortable, you can do this with your hands. Your body is not solid. Your mind would like it to be solid, would like to perceive it as solid, but the truth is there is nothing, almost nothing, but empty space. And through this space, you are connected to the entire fabric of reality, the whole cosmos, pulsating, vibrating, alive, empty space. And when we're still and calm, when we have peace in our heart, we can connect with this awareness. And so I invite you to really receive this awareness. And it might feel good to put a hand or two on your heart. Just really connect to the center of who you are. Just receiving yourself in this moment. I invite you to do that for as long as it feels good. And when you're ready, when you feel guided, can bring your awareness back to this space, to whatever it is that you're doing, hopefully listening to us here. And as you feel guided, opening your eyes.
Wow. Thank you. So just so our listeners know, that was totally unplanned. That was off the cuff. This girl's amazing. I totally went there. So, and she totally anchored and grounded us in the moment.
Thanks, Cassie. Awesome.
So thank you for that. So you have a tool that you're going to give everyone called the Happy Map. Talk to us about that.
Well, this process of connecting with ourselves is somewhat mysterious, mm-hmm. and it can be challenging. Mm-hmm. Our true nature is happiness, mm-hmm. joy, and it's a state, joy is a state of being, mm-hmm. not so much an emotion or a feeling. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to create a tool that could help us find out what is happiness, what is happiness, mm-hmm. and not rely on other people's definitions of happiness or what our parents taught us should make us happy or what our society says happiness looks like. Mm-hmm. What does it feel like? Your authentic state, mm-hmm. of effortless beingness. So I created this visual tool. It's a map, mm-hmm. of different ways that happiness can express itself. Mm-hmm. And it takes time to get to this deep contact with ourselves. As you saw, it's a journey to our inner state. And so this is a tool that you can put on your wall and use every day to tune into what is my current state of effortless beingness. You know, so we might not always feel happy, mm-hmm. but there's a possibility that we might feel curious. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we feel proud, or maybe we feel sensitive, and those are all expressions of happiness. So this map is a tool for guiding us into our own unique experience of positive well-being. Mm-hmm. So instead of just trying to force ourselves to happy, maybe, mm-hmm. we can get to curious, mm-hmm. and then maybe the next day we can get to confident. Mm-hmm. And so this is a tool to help us check in with ourselves. It's a mindfulness tool in that respect. And so what happens is we build a relationship to happiness that reflects who we are, not who someone says we should be or who you think you should be, mm-hmm. and not what others have told you. Mm-hmm. So it's a really simple tool, and I'm excited to share it with our listeners, with our viewers, as a gift for being a part of our session today.
Wow. That sounds delightful. I'm excited. I'm excited to download it myself. So if listeners want to work with you, how do they do that? How does that work?
Well, there's a few different options. The first is the Lunar Nectar Hive. So this is through my Patreon page, mm-hmm. and this is an art project, really. It's an experience of the new earth where we're in community in a way that's a hive. We are connecting as explorers, as adventurers on our consciousness journey, and the experience of synarchy is a part of being in the hive. So I hold space in this container. It's an off Facebook community. So if you're not on Facebook, you can still be socially interacting with people in a virtual space, which is really lovely. Mm-hmm. And folks get access to behind the scenes content from the life of a priestess. Mm-hmm. And that is something I joyfully share. There's a lot of benefits beyond what I'm describing. So I just invite everybody to check out my Patreon page, Lunar Nectar Hive. And that's really the first entry level. There's free Q&As as part of the membership and healing circles. And then beyond that, I'm working on releasing a course called Epic Ensoulment, and that's a 22-day journey, and folks can sign up on my website to be notified when that is launched. And beyond that, I do one-on-one sessions if people want to experience emotional alchemy in a time of stress or difficulty, and they just need like a hit of witnessing and being received and feeling really understood and seen and heard. We can do sessions. But the really biggest joy that I get is working with clients in a long-term capacity. So we have 3-month containers. And these are opportunities for us to meet weekly and to develop one's capacity to connect with their soul. So the experiences are awakened heart, and embodied sovereignty. And so these are two different options that I offer folks. And I welcome everybody to check out my website, veronicasanadora.com.
Beautiful.
And all the info's there.
And the Patreon page, can they find that on your website?
Absolutely. Yes. Perfect. The Lunar Nectar Hive. You can also just search Lunar Nectar Hive.
Beautiful. We'll try to have a link for all of that. We'll of course have your website, but we'll get the link for the Lunar Nectar Hive and put that on there as well. So Veronica, this has been a delight as always. Thank you so, so, so much for sharing your work with this planet, for sharing your work with us in this little group. We're so blessed to have you here doing this kind of work. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for facilitating this conversation and for holding this sacred space for everybody involved. I know I've already benefited from it, and it's so great to feel the connection with everyone that's here inside Sovereignty right now.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.